Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. I used to review a lot of camera gear and I used to struggle with it because you get to a point where every camera just starts looking the same. It's not that interesting comparing a Nikon to a Canon to a Sony to a Lumix. Just not that interesting. There's more diversity within a brand of camera than between the brand of cameras. Medium format is the area that was actually most interesting back then, and things have only gotten more advanced since that time. Now we have a whole range of different camera brands that are doing larger sensors, with the caveat that they're not necessarily full frame in a medium format sense. They're smaller than a 6x6, but they're larger than a 35mm. So they're pretty big. I remember when I first tested the Pentax 645Z, and it was kind of a chunky monkey. It's not a small camera. And the lenses weren't that small, and they weren't necessarily that fast. But with medium format, an F4 lens looks like an F2.8 on a 35mm anyway. You get a lot less depth of field with that larger sensor. But the images just look so different. Like, they just don't look the same as what you get off an SLR. There's something about the bigger lens, the bigger catchment of light, and the pixels themselves. Each individual pixel just looks better. I remember one series of photos I shot with a Hasselblad H5D50. Again, this was to review the camera, and I was shooting this beautiful old plane that had been restored. And I gotta say, the optics of it was just great. Those larger lenses give you just a bit more love through the lens. The light just works in a slightly different way at that scale. I really enjoyed the photographs from that experience, but I didn't enjoy operating the camera. The limitations on things like Hasselblad H5D was an issue for me. Things like the maximum shutter speed at 1/800th of a second, and I think the burst mode was 1.1 frames per second, which is not fast. From a practical point of view, as a commercial photographer, this is not a particularly appealing experience. There's something about 35mm as a sensor size that just really works. It's just the Goldilocks zone. It can do a whole bunch of stuff really well at the big end, and it's small enough to take advantage of size and just really high shutter speeds, really good sync capabilities, smaller form factor for the bodies. Once you went from SLR to mirrorless, you just got a lot of advantages as a practical way to get stuff done. The mirrorless in a 35mm full frame just is a very sweet combination. Most of the conversations we have about which camera to get is, should you get full frame or something smaller? We tend to think of, should we go for APS-C, like the partial frame, things like the Fuji X series, or should we go to Micro Four Thirds, like the Lumix G series? We're using the 35mm as the benchmark. That's always our starting point. We don't so often think about what happens when you head up the hill and get a bigger camera. Now, I have to say, I haven't reviewed any of the newer medium format systems, not since the H5D. I haven't reviewed the GFX systems with Fuji. I haven't reviewed the X1D or X2D from Hasselblad either. There's a lot of cameras I haven't actually reviewed, and that's okay. So on the one hand, most people are having their conversations about the smaller camera systems. And on the other hand, anyone who really is a little bit geeky or just a little bit in love with photography, they have thought about medium format. Like, you cannot not think about it. One of the reasons I kind of stopped thinking about medium format in my own professional life, my own career, is that I just got tired of starting over. I got tired of changing to a new camera system and changing over your lenses. And I'd just been through the process of getting rid of all my Canon gear and switching over to the L mount, and also using the Micro Four Thirds with Panasonic as well. So I already have two camera systems. I've got old Canon lenses that I'm using adapters to put on some of my L-mount cameras. I have too many variables on my shelf. The last thing I wanted was to open the gate to yet another camera system. And the last time that I got really serious about do I want a medium format, it was the Pentax 645Z. And that camera, the images were just beautiful. I remember blowing up a really big print, and it was handheld, and it's only a 40 megapixel camera, that one. And it was handheld, and it just looked better than any image that I had taken in that same spot. It was in the Flinders Ranges. And those images just really stood out when you print them big. And I don't think it would give me a lot of advantage on Instagram, say. Like, if you're printing it small, do you get any real advantage if you're just looking at it on your phone or a small screen? Like, does medium format look better then? So I was just being very practical. I was being very sensible about my business and what my clients need. I want to come back with thousands of really great shots, not just a couple of hundred, which I think gives us an into medium format often appeals to people who are just a lot more thoughtful about their photography. They are thinking more about what they're doing. They are putting more time into each and every single shot. And so they get that enjoyment from having a medium format camera. Doesn't matter that it's slower. It doesn't matter what the frame rate is. And to an extent, it doesn't matter if it's particularly chunky. Chunky is fine if you are dedicated to your craft. There's a nice fellow I've been talking to this week called Eric, and he has some really good experience with the Fuji GF series. He is using older analog lenses on his brand new Fuji camera, and he's getting beautiful results. He's shown me some really great photos. I've really enjoyed some of the stuff that he's shown me. And I've enjoyed his conversation because his point is you don't need to buy a £3,000 lens to get something good out of that medium format camera. You can put an older analog lens onto something like the GFX 50 or GFX 100 and you get great results. You can expect something really nice even if you're not using the best lenses. That larger sensor, the pixels aren't packed in as tight, and it's not putting as much pressure on the glass that you're shooting. It's not magnifying your lens the way that a Micro Four Thirds does. Any flaw or anything that's not quite right on a Micro Four Thirds, it is going to show up. It is going to give you trouble. It's one of the reasons you don't see 60 megapixels on a Micro Four Thirds camera, because just the pixel density, like, that's just so tight and so small. You're making it very hard for a lens to keep up. I do have another friend who I know is going to have some thoughts about medium format camera, Peter Fritz. He has a really interesting channel that's got a lot of Porsches and a lot of very fancy cameras on it. And I'm pretty sure he's out there with at least an X1D and probably an X2D. And I'm looking forward to seeing his experience with the latest of the Hasselblads. And I didn't even know how much these cameras cost. Like, maybe I should Google that. Hasselblad X2D 100C. It's over $12,000 for the Hasselblad X2D Mark II. It's a 100 megapixel sensor. It's actually pretty good value. I think that's a pretty good price. I mean, it's a great camera. And it's got inbuilt stabilization, so that's new. It's got phase detection autofocus, so they've come to the party. And a terabyte of built-in SSD. Okay, that sounds like a lot of camera for that value. That's pretty good. For the most part, this seems like it would be fun for me. If I spend three times as much on my camera, I'm going to feel like I've got to work three times as hard too. So maybe at some point we need to get Peter on and let him tell us why it is that he is so drawn to a camera like that. Whenever I look at some of these brand new cameras and I look at something newer than I've got now, and keeping in mind that my wife is still shooting with the Lumix S5. That's not the S5 Mark II. It's definitely not the S1R Mark II. It's the S5. It's the first of the little Lumix full-frame cameras that they came out with maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And that is a great camera, and there's just no need for her to upgrade. She's not interested in getting something new. Whereas I get that little twinkle in my eye about, oh yeah, something new. I would like something new. I'd like to waste some money and get something new. It's that whole thing about buying a new camera is not going to change your photography. It's not going to suddenly make you a better photographer. We all know this. We've all heard this. Doesn't mean we don't want to buy that new camera. Although in my case, I got to admit, I just like getting smaller and smaller. As full frame cameras get smaller and smaller, I get happier and happier. And I especially like just being able to use the lenses I've got, not have to go out and get a whole bunch of new ones and not have to think about how I can adapt some of my older lenses to the new camera. I just want to take photographs. I don't want to be wedded to the gear. So I do look in on envy a little bit with guys like Eric and his great big GFX, guys like Peter with his lovely Hasselblad. I have a little bit of envy. I look in on what they're doing. But the thing is, I can't do everything. I can't enjoy every single camera that's out there. I can't invest in a different lens system and a different camera and try out this. And I'm just not going to get the best out of any of my gear if I'm not just simplifying a little bit. Having one camera system and a bunch of lenses for that camera system, I think is a really good idea. I think that's a good way to enjoy your photography, not overcomplicating it. Maybe deep down it just shows I'm not ambitious enough. Maybe that's the thing. For me, it always comes back to scale. It's always a question of scale. How big are you going to go with your images? How big? Because the bigger you go, I think the better value you're getting from a medium format system. The bigger you do your prints, it's easier to justify. It makes more sense because if you have really, really big prints and you can step right into that detail, that's a really lovely thing. That really is. And the truth is that the scale that I'm operating at with magazines and the occasional print, I'm not getting value out of that. I'm not operating at that scale. For the most part, I'm very happy with the mirrorless systems that I'm using. I just kind of wish I could play a little bit every now and then. I just wish I could just step in there and have a bit of fun and step out again. If you have some thoughts on medium format photography and you would like to share some of it with me, I'd love to see your comments. So drop a line and we'll chat to you in a couple of days.